A federal judge has ordered the Franklin Institute to stop discriminating against disabled patrons by charging personal care attendants entrance fees. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the court order follows a 2013 lawsuit claiming that the nonprofit museum's policies prevented some disabled people from enjoying all the Institute has to offer.
It all started when a man with cerebral palsy who uses an electric wheelchair to get around was told his caretaker had to also pay to get in. The Franklin Institute says giving personal care attendants a free pass could eventually lead to a deficit, even layoffs down the road. A U.S. district judge in Philadelphia called that illogical, since the Institute couldn't even say how much money it might lose. The judge says he was, quote, frankly puzzled that the nonprofit fought the case for more than 2 years. Attorney Stephen Gold represented the man with cerebral palsy and sued the Institute for violating the Americans with Disabilities Act.
By him winning, other people with severe disabilities who require personal care attendance so that they can enjoy the Franklin Institute the way non-disabled people can enjoy it.
The museum says from now on, it'll waive caretaker fees, even for IMAX screenings and other special exhibits. They also say they have a long history of serving the disabled community through outreach and education programs. The Institute wouldn't say whether it definitely plans to appeal the court order, but said they're exploring all their options. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.